This.
I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker introduced his proposed state budget to lawmakers, which includes mostly flat spending and a call to end certain tax practices to net more revenue. But Hannah Meisel reports Pritzker laid out other priorities for this year's legislative session.
A year ago, lawmakers were nearing the end of a month-long process aimed at revamping Illinois' ethics laws for elected officials and lobbyists. That came after a series of federal raids and indictments on Illinois' political class. But then COVID hit. A final report from a panel that was supposed to be suggesting ethics changes never materialized, and even more federal indictments dropped. Governor Pritzker says ethics legislation should be a top priority for lawmakers this spring.
Nobody should hold the title of both legislator and lobbyist at the same time. We need meaningful disclosure of conflicts of interest. We must end the General Assembly's revolving door allowing legislators to get paid as lobbyists the day after they leave office.
Pritzker also says he's committed to releasing recreational cannabis licenses and passing an omnibus energy bill that emphasizes nuclear, wind, and solar power while creating jobs. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Meanwhile, legislative Black Caucus members expressed measured support and points of concern about the governor's proposed budget. Capital News Illinois reports Representative Cam Buckner praised the plan, noting it does not call for an increase in the state's flat tax, while increasing funding for DCFS. Senate Majority Leader Kimberly Lightford said Pritzker's budget does not offer the support Illinois schools need, especially low-income schools that transitioned to online and hybrid learning models. In other news, Republican lawmakers failed to squash new cultural competency standards for Illinois teachers. The State Board of Education wrote the new standards aimed at increasing awareness of different identities in the classroom and submitted them to a bipartisan panel. The board's Amanda Elliott says implementing culturally responsive learning standards will better equip new teachers to create productive and welcoming classroom environments.
We developed the standards because Illinois' student population is incredibly diverse. Our students come from different races, ethnicities, cultures, and faiths, and speak almost 200 different languages.
The new standards include requirements that teachers reflect on their unearned privilege and the role prejudice plays in affecting a student's ability to learn. The standards will be fully implemented for teacher prep programs by 2025. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. The state is mobilizing two more COVID vaccine sites in southern Illinois, adding more availability in Carbondale. Two more vaccine clinics will open soon, one at the Banterra Center at SIU, the other at the Carbondale Civic Center. Each will be able to administer more than 500 vaccines per day in partnership with the clinics already available through the Jackson County Health Department. Governor J.B. Pritzker says members of the Illinois National Guard will help set up the new sites and in some cases staff them, as the state also partners with healthcare providers to get the doses. The expansion aims to address disparities in vaccination rates in underrepresented populations and to get more vaccine out to people who need it most. State Senator Dale Fowler says Governor Pritzker's budget proposal presented yesterday is nearly $2 billion out of balance. The Harrisburg Republican says the governor's plan fails to address the root causes of Illinois' fiscal issues.
It doesn't address the budget crisis, the out-of-control property taxes, or the businesses on the brink of bankruptcy. These are difficult times. We need the structural reforms needed to improve Illinois' economic opportunity.
Fowler says the state can't base its budget on hopes that federal government will come through with COVID-19 relief funding. He plans to continue to advocate for economic development and job creation in southern Illinois. Due to severe winter weather, the American Red Cross blood drives were canceled and donor centers were closed. But the blood drives and donor center will resume today. Several blood drives have also been added in the coming days for Southeast Missouri. For the list, see our webpage or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.